The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise. Pick up your stretcher and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. I believe a big part of our legacy will not only be what we ourselves accomplish, but what we help others to accomplish and achieve as well. That is, we will be judged not only on what we leave behind, but who we leave behind. I have been a priest for 25 years and a pastor for 23 of those 25 years. In those 23 years as a pastor, I have had more associate priests than I can shake a stick at. And I've wanted to shake a stick at a few of them. Most have gone on to be great pastors, and a few have even left the priesthood, I'm sorry to say. But the older I get, the more keenly I feel the need to be a good influence on these young men and mentor them well. Their future is perhaps the best measure of my past. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Ambrose, the beloved Bishop of Milan, Italy. Ambrose was born in about 340 AD and died on April 4th, 397, only 57 years old. He became the Bishop of Milan in 374. Perhaps Bishop Ambrose's greatest priestly protege was Saint Augustine. It was the influence of Ambrose's holiness and his wisdom, together with Saint Augustine's mother's tears and prayers, that helped Saint Augustine to convert to Catholicism and be baptized in 387. Of all the many priests that Ambrose had mentored, none was as renowned as Saint Augustine, who himself became a bishop and was declared a doctor of the church. Saint Augustine is often referred to as the doctor of grace, the doctor of grace, because he insisted that God's grace was primary and our human efforts were secondary in our salvation. St. Augustine's convictions about sin and salvation had come in no small part from the pen and the lips of Ambrose. If Ambrose's life is measured by the legacy of who he left behind, he has nothing to worry about. Let me share a little of how St. Augustine regarded his mentor, Ambrose, because he is perhaps the best judge of his life. One of the most famous autobiographies ever written is St. Augustine's Confessions. It has been translated into more languages than any other book except the Bible itself. The priestly protege of St. Ambrose wrote, "So I came to Milan to Ambrose, the bishop, a man renowned among the most distinguished peoples of the world, but who was your devout worshiper." Augustine continues, "His powers of communication supplied your people promptly with the abundance of your wheat and the gladness of oil and the sober intoxication of wine." St. Augustine is referring to St. Ambrose's administration of the sacraments when he talks about wheat and oil and wine. The Doctor of Grace continued, "In my state of ignorance, you, God, brought me to him, so that once I came to knowledge, he could lead me to you," back to God. Finally, St. Augustine finishes, "That man of God took me up in a fatherly fashion, and like the true bishop he was, delighted in my coming to Milan." St. Augustine was the largest feather in Ambrose's cap, because the future of one's students is the best measure of a teacher's past. My friends, take a moment today to think about the people who have mentored you. How did you get to be the spiritual giant that you are today? Like St. Augustine, give God thanks for the holy and wise people who have crossed your path, parents and priests, teachers and coaches, uncles and aunts, grandparents and godparents, authors and actors. If you ever write an autobiography, pay them the same compliment that St. Augustine lavished lovingly on St. Ambrose. But we should also be aware of our legacy. Not only what we leave behind, but who we leave behind. Their future will be the best measure of our past. So today, take time to pray for your children and your grandchildren, your students and your players, all those who come under the sphere of your influence. Like St. Augustine wisely said, it is God who brings them to us. Like it was God who brought St. Augustine to St. Ambrose. Why? So that we can lead these precious souls back to God. Like Ambrose helped Augustine to be baptized and convert to Catholicism. In the end, our life will be judged not by leaving behind great successes, but by leaving behind great saints. Praised be Jesus Christ.